Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. We left off on daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. We finished up all the Agadita yesterday, and now we get back into some heavy halacha sugyos. So we are two lines before the lines get wide on daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. So we have a brisa. Habachar notal pishnayim bizro b'lechayim u'bekeva. In terms of the different parts of the animal that are matnos kuhuna, that go to the Kohen, the Bachar gets double. He gets his pishnayim in those matnos kahuna. We're going to explain exactly what the situation is, whether the father already had those matnos kahuna, was supposed to get those matnos kahuna, exactly what the specific details of the chiddush over here are, that the b'char gets pishnayim dafka in the matnos kahuna. We also have to discuss, once we're talking about matnos kahuna, why do we dafka talk about the matnos kahuna that are specific parts of an animal? What about all the other matnos kahuna, truma and stuff like that? So anyway, so we'll discuss that. Ubi mukdashin, and the Bechar gets pishnayim in mukdashin. Again, the Gemara will explain exactly what that means. Ubi shevach sheshivchu nechasim la'achar misas avien. And any improvements that the estate had after the father died, the Bechar gets pishnayim of those improvements as well. Ketzad. So what's the case exactly? Hiniach le'navien paro muchkeros, meaning going on this last case, that shevach that happens after the father dies. What's an example? How does that work out, that there's shevach after the father dies that the Bechar gets pishnayim on? Meaning, l'mashal, it obviously does not mean that if Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are all brothers, Reuven being the Bechar, and they each get their nachla, and Reuven gets pishnayim, and Shimon gets a field in wherever, in New York, and Levi gets his field in Los Angeles, and Shimon and Levi each make major improvements on their on the property that they inherited. Does that mean Reuven can come to them and say, "Oh, improvements, I get pishnayim of those improvements, so give me whatever you improve"? That's ridiculous. Obviously not. Once it's already in Shimon and Levi's possession, so there's not going to be pishnayim for Reuven to come and take it. So what exactly are we talking about? This shevach that it improves after the misa of the father. So the Bryce explains, Hiniach le'navien paro muchkeres, umuskeres b'yad acherim. The father leaves over a cow that is right now in someone else's possession because the other person has some sort of chakira agreement or schiros agreement where he's paying to be able to use this cow. Oshay so roa be'efer, or the cow is grazing in be'efer, it's grazing out in the marshes or whatever, where it has enough mizonos, it doesn't need to be fed, it's able to feed itself. V'yolda, and then the cow has a baby. So again, the cow is a baby, but it's not really under the care of any of the brothers yet, but the father's already dead. B'char notal pishnayim, the b'char gets pishnayim in that baby. Aval banu batim v'natu kramim, ein b'char notal pishnayim. But if the brothers build houses and plant vineyards, the Bechar doesn't come and get pishnayim. Why? So says Rashbam, V'yolda Bechar notal pishnayim b'hai v'lad ho'el v'shivcha d'memelahu. That's the key. Since the shevach, the improvement, the increase in value, happened automatically. No one made it happen. V'dami kilu huchsak ba'avin. And therefore it's considered like that it happened under the father's watch. Even though it happened while the father was dead, it was already something that the father had his hands on because it happened automatically and without anyone since the father contributing to this improvement. But aval banu batim dahai shivcha al yedei hayisomim atzmanu. But they built houses. That's shevach that's done by the yisomim themselves. V'lav memela. That's not automatic. So then lo kashakel pishnayim. Then for sure, the Bechar does not get pishnayim of such shevach. Only shevach de memela. That's the key. So says the Gemara, let's go analyze each case of this braisa. We said the Bechar gets pishnayim of several things in this braisa. So let's go one by one. Hayaz rava elchai vakeve hechidami. What exactly is the situation where we're talking about that there's a chiddush that a Bechar gets pishnayim of the matnos kahuna of the animal? Ida asilidei avuhan pshita. If the father already received this as his matnos kahuna, he already had these parts of the animal, so of course they get pishnayim. They get pishnayim of everything the father had. So if it was already in the father's possession, then there's not really much of a chiddush to say that they get pishnayim. Vida lo asilidei avuhan roihu, veina b'char notal b'roiku b'muchsak. If the father had not yet received it, well then Why did he get Pishnaim? That's only Ra'ui. Bechor only gets Pishnaim in Muchsuk. This is only Ra'ui. It was something that the father was eventually going to get, but he didn't. So why would you get Pishnaim in that? That's the rule is that Bechor does not get Pishnaim Baraikim in Muchsuk. So answers the Gemara, no, what's the case? Somewhere in between. Not where the father had it, nor where the father didn't have it yet, but where the father was for sure going to have it. Hacha b'makire kuna askinan. We're dealing with the case of makire kuna. Makire kuna is when a person identifies a specific kohen that he gives all of his matnas kuna to. So since he gives all of his matnas kuna to that kohen, if he has an animal, he may not have actually already given the Zerah L'chaim and Keva to that kohen, but we know where it's headed, because that's his makire kuna. So the guy shechted the animal while the father was alive, and this guy, and the father was the makire kuna, so you know where it was headed. And we're assuming that even though the matanos have not yet been separated and identified as matnos kuhuna, nevertheless we view them as if they already have been separated and have been taken apart from everything else and designated as matnos kuhuna. Even though they haven't actually been designated, we view them as if they have been designated. So one thing at a time over here. We have two major points to make over here. Number one, Makire Kuhuna. What exactly is the status of Makire Kuhuna? Does the Kohen own it already? He didn't receive it, no one gave it to him. How does Makire Kuhuna work? So Tulsa says, Bekal Duchta, Avin Makire Kuhuna Muchsuk, Beperikol Aget, Hamal Vamosas Akoin, Valevi, Vahainu Taim Shazel, Matanamu Etes. That generally we treat Makire Kuhuna as if they are already Muchsuk, because it's like a Matanamu Etes Vasulach Sabo. It's like when you promise a Matanamu Etes where you're not allowed to change your mind. So once you identify a kohen, you're going to give everything to, so you can't be chozerbo. I mean, just like by matan muatas, you can't be chozerbo, and therefore the person who you promised it to is considered to be a muhsuk. So over here as well, the kohen is considered to be a muhsuk. Vafil b'dvarim bi'alma, v'afal pishim ratzu yachol achzerbo. Only one difference, Tulsa says. Unlike matan muatas, where you can't be chozer, makiri kuna, you're allowed to be chozer. So says Tosos, I'm telling you, the reason Makiri Kuna works is because it's like a Matan Muetas, and Matan Muetas, we know, you can't be Chozer. Once you promise the Matan Muetas, you can't change your mind. One problem, Makiri Kuna, you can change your mind. You're allowed to say, I'm not giving it to him. Mikal Makam Kol Kama Delo Hadaravi Kamukh. So says Tosos, not. Still, so long as you haven't been Chozer, it's considered like that coin is Muksuk. Meaning the point is, that's only if the shechita, at least, of the animal happened during the lifetime of the father. Had the shechita not even happened during the lifetime of the father, then there's nothing to talk about. Then the zechiyah clearly happens at the shas shechita. No way it happens before that. The Rabbeinu Yonah asks, oh, wait a second, if he could be chozer, so the kohen only has tainus. Meaning all the kohen could have is taromas. So the matanos cannot be called the mammon of the kohen. I mean, if you're going to say that the guy's allowed to be chozer, how in the world can you call that the mammon of the kohen? That you're going to say it's something that it's muchsuk already, that the bechor gets pishnayim in. It doesn't make any sense that that could be called something that's muchsuk, that the bechor gets pishnayim. If the guy wants to be chozer, the kohen can scream and yell, but the guy has every right to be chozer. So Rabbi Yonah says, no, the din of Makire Kuna is the takonas chachamim, that we make someone who's not really kona, ki zoche, and the Baal Behema cannot be chozer. Right? Tosus works with the assumption, yachalach zerbo. Rabbi Yonah says, no, there's a din de Rabbanon that ain't yachalach zerbo, that he's not allowed to draw back. Once he identifies Makire Kuna, he must give it to him. Midrabanon. Midoraisa, there was no Kenyan, but Midrabanon, he must give it to him. And therefore, the Kohen is considered Muchsuk, and the Bechor is going to get Pishnayim. The stipler trying to answer for Tosos that the Kohen gets Midin Makire Kuhuna, even though the guy is able to be Chozer, he says, before the Matanos are given, there is some sort of Kenyan to Kuhuna, not to this Kohen in particular, but there's what's called Shevet Kuhuna, meaning this particular Kohen, you're right, is not an owner of this Zerah L'chaim and Keva, and the Bailim could decide to give it to another Kohen. And certainly it would be Mamul Shein Lo Tovim, because the Bailim give it to whichever Kohen he wants. But to Shevet Kuhuna, the fact that it's got to go to a Kohen, that's certain, that's definitely true. So let's say, the stipler says, you had only one Kohen in the entire world. right? Let's say you had such a situation where there was only one Kohen in the entire world. So then that Kohen would get all the Matanos Kuna in the world. He'd be Zoche, he'd be Kona, all the Matanos Kuna, because Shevet Kuna owns it, and he's the sole representative of Shevet Kuna, and would be Mamun Shiesh L'Tovim, would Mamish be his, right? He would be able to be Toveyet Bedin. So Makire Kuna, says the stipler, the way it works is that the Bala Behema has to give his Matnos Kuna to this Kohen, and he can't be Chozebo, and therefore all other Kohanim are pushed away, are considered Ki'ilu, that they're not here Legabi these Matanos. So it's as if there's no other Kohen in the entire world. That's what Makire Kuna does, that it already belongs to Shevet Kuna, so there is a quasi-Kinyan already. But what Makire Kuna does is it takes that which belongs to Shevet Kuna, and it says that there is no other Kohen in the world. There's only this Kohen. So it doesn't make a new Kinyan, it just takes the powers of that Shevet Kuna and makes it more meaningful by marginalizing every other Kohen in the world. Rashi, in the Seches Gittin, Daf Lamed, says that the din of Makire Kuna is mipnei she'ein adam zeh ragil laseisas matanos of elel kohen zeh, that a person always gives his matanos to this kohen, and therefore, says Rashi, what's the vart? Kvar hisichu shara kohanim es daitam mimatanos elu. Everyone else is already masich das from these matanos, and therefore it's as if it's in the hands of the Makire Kuna. Meaning it sounds like that even though the Nosein was never chayiv to give it to this Kohen, but the fact that that's what he does causes the other Kohanim to have a Hesach Hadas, and that alone, a Hesach Hadas of the other Kohanim, that alone allows this Kohen to be Zoche. Sounds very similar to what the stipler is saying, that the idea is that there is this broad Kinyan to Shevet Kuhuna. It's just that the Makire Kuhuna doesn't make a new Kinyan. No, there's the broad Kinyan to Shevet Kuhuna that always existed. The Makire Kuhuna just takes away the other Kohanim and makes this Kohen the central player. Now the Ktsos has the following suffix. The Ktsos in Simon Reisha and Ches is Mesupak. What about if a person, forget Makire Kuhuna for a second, let's say a person made a shavua that he's going to give a particular object to the father of these Yisomim. He took such a shavua, and then the father dies before the guy has a chance to fulfill that shavua. Does the Bechor not tell Pishnayim in that? Is the Bechor going to take Pishnayim in that chayfetz? So says the Ktsos, well, if you look at our Tosfos, Kuvchav Gimelam Bezim, Bab Basra, from the dinner Makire Kuhuna, Tosfos says that Makire Kuhuna is that it's considered like a matana muetes. That what's the alvar Makire Kuhuna? That just like by a matana muetes, it's mechayiv you to give it to that person, so therefore, and you can't be chozer, and therefore it's considered as if it's muchsuk by the guy already. Well, what's a greater mechayiv? Telling someone I'm going to give you a matana muetes, or a shvua? A shvua has chalos to a raisa, right? A shvua is much stronger than just a matana muetes. So says the Ktsos, it's davar pashut, that if matana muetes is going to make the guy consider a muchzak into the extent that the bechor is going to be notal pishnayim, then for sure a shvua is going to be enough to make it that the guy is notal pishnayim. The Nesivus, however, disagrees. The Nesivus says, no, nothing to do with each other. He says, we don't find that a person who says that he's going to give matana muetes to his friend makes the guy who he said he was going to give it to a muchzak. It's only by Matnos Kuhuna that we say it works. Meaning, why by Matnos Kuhuna is it a Muchzak? Because, well, there's one thing we know for sure. There's one person that we know for sure is not going to end up owning these Matnos Kuhuna, and that is the guy who currently has them. Right? It's definitely not his. Meaning, the Nesiv is saying very similar to the Stipler, except without the fancy Lashon of Shevet Kuhuna. The point is, this item already belongs to Shevet Kuhuna. So yes, then Makire Kuhuna can identify, like a Matana Muetas, that it's going to be Muchzak by this guy, because this is the guy I always give it to. Fine, that's where it makes sense to say such a Vart. But something that still might actually belong to me. Yes, I committed myself to pay it to you. But it doesn't belong to Shevet Kuhuna. It belongs to the Nosein still. So Mehechi Tesi, that's going to be called a Muchzak just because he has some sort of obligation to give it. The obligation to give it is not going to be nearly that strong. That is point number one. That's the main issue over here. The second issue is this idea, we say Matanos Shelo Hormu are Kamisha Hormu Damu. That even though the Matanos have not yet been identified and separated, we view them as if they have been, and therefore the Kohen is considered to be the Muchzak in it. The Rabbeinu Yonah asks over here, what do you mean Matanos Shelo Hormu Kamisha Hormu? Hormu. How does it make sense by Zorah Lechaim and Keva? The whole din of Matan Shel Hormu is the din of Trumas and Maisros and things like that, where you don't know what produce, which produce exactly the Kohen's going to get. So you say, okay, granted, you see this whole pile of wheat, you don't know which exact stalks of wheat are going to go to the Kohen, right? But nevertheless, you were never Korei Shem. Nevertheless, we look at that pile of Tevel and we say it's as if the Trumos and Maestros in it have already had a Kriyas Shem. That's the idea of Matan Shel Hormu Kavisha Hormu Damyon. How's that shaykh to Zorah Lechaim Keva? Zorah Lechaim Keva are very specific parts of the animal. They're very clearly identifiable. Meaning, you don't need this idea of Matan Shel Hormu Kavisha Hormu Damyon. You know exactly what we're talking about. We know exactly what's going to belong to the Kohen. So, says Rabbeinu Yonah, had the Tana held Matan Shel Hormu are not Kavisha Hormu, then there would be no shame Matana on the Zorah Lechaim and the Keva until you actually give it. But if the Kohen were to get it without a Harama Unasina, the Kohen would not be Zolcha. Even if the Kohen had it in his possession, without a proper Harama Unasina, without a proper Kriya Shem, the Kohen would not own it. And therefore, the Bechor would not get Pishnayim. Because even though we're dealing with Makiri Kuna, so what does Makiri Kuna do? It means it's as if he was Zolcha in it. Yes, but Zolcha in it's not enough. You need actually a harama unasina. You need to have it hufrash as matnos kahuna. So how do we deal with that? How do we say that it was hufrash as matnos kahuna? Matanos lahormu kamisho hormu damyan. You know exactly what it is, but there is this requirement for this harama unasina in order for the kohen to truly be muchzak in the item. The Ritva takes a different approach. The Ritva just says that the lashon matanos lahormu kamisho hormu is a lashon mushal. We don't really mean it like the way we mean it everywhere else in all of Shas. It's a borrowed expression. It just means to say that through the din of Makirei Kuna, it's considered that the guy is muchzak. It's not really telling us something different than what the previous line of Makirei Kuna told us. It's saying the same din. That just like Makirei, that through the din of Makirei Kuna, where the father is considered to be muchzak, so too. So we view the father as muchzak, but we just use the expression of Matanos Shalom Hormu Kamisha Sheo Hormu Damian. It's interesting, we don't mention Trumas and Maisos. Rabbeinu notes that we only talk about get the Bechor getting Pishnayim Zorah Lechaim and Keva. We don't say Trumas and Maisos. Sounds like Trumas and Maisos. In a similar case, the Bechor would not be Notel Pishnayim, because we don't even talk about Trumas and Maisos. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, yeah, that's exactly right, for the exact distinction that we said. Because you can't say, even if you have Makiri Kuhuna, you can't say on Trumas and Maisos that it says, if it was Bo Liad Aviem. Because so long as you weren't Korei Shem on the Trumas and Maisos, you can't identify which pieces of produce are going to belong to the father. As opposed to the Zorah Lechaim Keva, those are easily identifiable portions, and that you can say such an idea that Makiri Kuna is going to work and make it as if the father already owns it. If you look at Tosos, he says Tema. Meaning, if you don't assume like the Ritva, this is just a borrowed expression. If you really think that we mean that we're relying on this idea of Matan Shel Hormu Kamisha Hormu Dami, which Tosos obviously assumes, he says, wait a second, we're going to say that this Brisa is authored by Rebbe. We know that Rebbe holds in the second parak of Kiddushin that Matan Shel Hormu are Lav Kamisha Hormu Dami. So how does that shtim? So says Tosos, Yeshlomer de Tana de Hachel lo Savar le Karebi, ele Bahad de Bechor Shakel Pishtayim B'Shevach. Now, this Tana only holds like Rebbe in the sense that a Bechor takes Pishnayim B'Shevach. He does not, it's not actually Rebbe. It's that this Tana holds like Rebbe in a specific din, which we're going to discuss soon. But not in every single sense in terms of Matan Shel Hormu. That's one possible approach. Inami dafka b'matanos t'chumu meiser islay the Rebbe delav k'mishu hormu dami. Av matanos t'hachot zroa v'lechaim she'nikaros islu k'mishu hormu damian. Or you could say, Rebbe only holds matanos t'chumu hormu are not k'mishu hormu damian by chumus meisros, where they're not identifiable in advance. But when you're dealing with Zorah Lechaim Keva, like we keep making that distinction, where they're clearly identifiable in advance, you can clearly know exactly what is going to the Kohen, then even Rebbe would be modeh that Matan Shel Hormu are Kamisha Hormu Damian. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter. So the Brisa had told us that not only does the Bechor get Pishnayim in the Zorah Lechaim Keva, but also in Mukdashin. So in fact, the Gemara Mukdashin, Lav Didenin Hu. What are you talking about Mukdashin? He doesn't own Mukdashin, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So what are you talking about that the Bechar gets Pishnayim Mukdashin? Right? Rashbam says, let's assume we're talking about Chatos and Hashemos, Mechayim or Katshe Hashem. And there's Me'ila calls Van Shlo Nishchatu. And Shlomim, yes, there's no Me'ila because we Dashim Katshe Hashem, Katshim Yuchadim L'Shem as opposed to Katshim Kalim, which are not Me'yuchat Hashem. But still, they're not your Mamon because they are Kodesh. They're still called Kodesh, even if there's no Me'ila, they're not your Mamon. And even if you chef them, where you're allowed to eat them, we have an expression in Shas, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Even though you're allowed to eat them when you chef them, you're not allowed to eat them because they're yours. You're allowed to eat them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sharing them with you. So it's not yours. No, we're assuming, like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that Kachum Kalim is actually Mamon Bailim. So then it actually belonged to the father. The Bukhar is going to be Notel Pishnayim. Titania, Umala Malba Hashem, the Rabbis Kachum Kalim, Shein Mamon Bailim, Divir Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's Shita. Okay, the Brisa then went on to say, Hiniach Len Avien, Parum Lucheres, Muskeres Piadacher, Moshe Saro, Be'efer, Vyaldo, Bukhar Notelba Pishnayim. That any Shevach, any improvement that comes into the property after the father's death, but the improvement comes mimela. No one made that improvement. It just happened on its own. The animal was grazing out in the field. No one was feeding it. It was taking care of itself, and it had a baby. The Bechor gets Pishnayim in that baby. So Hashem Mecharis Muskaris Talav Bereshusa Demardit Hu Kaima Amrit Shakil Robe Efer Mibayi. So wait a second. If Mecharis Muskaris, you're going to say that the Bechor gets Pishnayim, where it's not even in the possession of the owner, still the Bechor is going to get Pishnayim. So Robe Efer, where he's muchsuk in it. So Mibayi, do you need to tell me that he's going to get Pishnayim? Of course he's going to get Pishnayim. So Hakamashman says, no, this is the Chiddush. The Mukheris and Muskeris dumya the Robe Efer. That Mukheris and Muskeris is similar to the case of Robe Efer. In what sense? Ma Robe Efer shivcha de memele ka'asi velo ka'chashi ba'mazona. Just like in the case of Robe Efer, obviously we're talking about a case where it had whatever food it needed, and therefore the Shevach, whatever Shevach comes, happens memele. There's no one that's driving that shevach. So af mukheres umuskeres shivcha de melecha asi telo chasiba mizona. So too the case of mukheres umuskeres that we're talking about is where the shevach comes mimela, where there's no one actually providing the mizonos. If someone were providing the mizonos, all bets are off. Then the mukher is not notel pishnayim. Then it's a shevach that was driven by one of the yarshim. That's driven by the guy who it's mukheres muskeres piyado, and therefore there would not be any more pishnayim. Says Rosh Bam, af mukheres muskeres b'shivcha de mele kamari de ein malin la hayisom mizonos. Yisom aren't giving any mizonos. Vim tomar. So frak to Rosh Bam. Wait a second. Listeni ro be efer. Why don't you just tell me the case of Rabbi Efer? And I'll figure out on my own that if Rabbi Efer, obviously, it's getting its own mizonos, so too, Mukheres and Muskeres, where it gets its own mizonos, that you can get Pishnayim. Velamali lemisi, Mukheres and Muskeres klal. Why even mention Mukheres and Muskeres? This Ruchsu, Rabbi Efer, lelamid aleim, to belochas mizonos mairi. Meaning, once you mention Mukheres and Muskeres, you have to mention Rabbi Efer, because the impression you would get from Mukheres and Muskeres is that someone is providing the mizonos. So you need Rabbi Efer to be megale that no one's providing the mizonos. But just say Rabbi Efer, you won't need Mukheres and Muskeres. So answers Rashbam Isrich. Salkadai dechamina kol mukheres umuskeres lo shivcha de mele hu ela al yidei b'nei adam shechorshin ba v'ovdin ba v'lo lishko ba b'char pishnayim. Now, because I might have thought that anyone who's currently working the animal, anyone who currently is renting the animal, let's say, that's never going to be called shivcha de mele, regardless of how the animal gets its food. The very fact that someone is working it and plowing with it, that itself is called a shevach b'dei adam. So kamash milan dekimidai yisomen atzmona in chorshin behen vein tarchin behen. So the chiddush is no. Somebody's working it, but it's not the Yisomim themselves. And therefore, Ela Acherim, someone else is, some third party is, Shivcha de Melech Hashvinin La, that's called the Shevach de Melech, so long as, Hechadein Malin La Mizonos, so long as they're not providing the Mizonos. Fine, so Tosos, though, wait a second. If we're going to limit the case of Mecheres and Mezkeres to only a case where you're not providing the mezonos, so Tosos says, instead of distinguishing Vimtomra, Adetana, Avabanu, Batim, right, what do we have to come up with a case? When we wanted to come up with a case where there's a Shevach that's not Mimela, and therefore the Bechor is not going to be Notel Bishnaim, we said, what's that case? Where they built houses, they plant vineyards. There's Mimarcha Tavi Lachma, just be cholik right there. Make the distinction right there in that case. You have the ability to make the distinction within Mucheres and Mezkeres. Say as follows. But Mucheres and Mezkeres gufa, but med var mamurim delo chashim mizone. Aval chashim mizone and a Bechor not to Pishnaim. Just say that. If it's chashim mizone, then the Bechor doesn't take Pishnaim. He said, no, because I would have thought that by Mecheres and Mezkeres itself, where it is Chasu Mezone, that's where the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim, Mishum Davi Ra'ui Gomor, because then it's Mamish Ra'ui, De'ina Shevach Al Guf HaPara, because that, the Shevach itself is not even on the Para itself. But where improvements are made to the guf itself, I might have thought that that's not called ra'i. That's already called muchzak, and therefore you can get pishnayim. Therefore, it has to tell me that even in the case where the shevach is on the karka itself, the bechor does not get pishnayim when that shevach is driven by the yisum themselves and does not come mimela. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So money, who's the author of our Mishnah, of our Brisa? Rebbe he. The author of the Brisa is Rebbe. Titania, because we have the following Brisa. Ein b'chor notel pishnayim b'shevach sheshivchum l'chasam l'achrim yisavien. The b'chor does not get pishnayim in any improvements that are made to the l'chasim after the father dies. Rebbe Omer, but Rebbe says, Omer ani b'chor notel pishnayim b'shevach sheshivchum l'chasam l'achrim yisavien. Rebbe says, I say, not so. I say the Bechor does get Pishnayim b'shevach sheshivchu nechasam l'achrim yisavien. The Bechor does get Pishnayim in improvements in the father's estate after the father dies. Avlo b'shevach sheshivchu yisomim l'achrim yisavien. The only thing is, not if those improvements were driven by the yisomim themselves, or made by the yisomim themselves. Only if those improvements were made mimela. So who's the one that holds the Bechor gets Pishnayim in improvements so long as they're mimela? You see, it's Rebbe. So therefore, Rebbe is obviously the author of our Braisa. It's interesting that Rav Yosef Engel points out that Rebbe is the only person in Shas who uses the expression Omer Ani. So Omer Ani, we know Mishmesh Rebbe Bat La'anava. Rebbe was the ultimate Anav. So although in our, we've mentioned this in the past, in our Lashonos, if someone were to say Omer Ani, generally speaking, you would not think of them as a humble person. I was talking to someone yesterday, it was a Talmud, so I was able to talk to him this way, but I noticed every sentence he said had the word I in it 3 or 4 times. Did you notice that? Every single Omer Ani. I think I'd say this, I'd say that. You know, that's not humble, right? So but Rebbe was Mishmesh Rebbe Bata Anava, so the Rav Yosef Engel says it's more like Lania's Daiti. Omer Ani is like it was a humble expression. It was not meant to be a Gaivadik expression. He has a raya from it from Pasuk. I forgot exactly the Pasuk. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. There's one pasuk in Tehillim where David uses the word Omer. David HaMelech uses the word Omer Ani, and the phrase Omer Ani, and he says it's the only place in Tanakh where you have Omer Ani that he knows of, and that's Megala. David happened to have been speaking with tremendous anivos klape the Ribon Shlolem in that pasuk. I forget exactly the pasuk. I'll have to look it up. Okay. Anyway, so says the Gemara, Yarshu Shtarchov. If let's say the Yarshin is Shtarchov, the father was owed money, so he had a Shtarchov that said someone owed him money. Bechor Notel Pishnayim, the Bechor gets Pishnayim of that. Yotza Lein Shtarchov. If by it's Dafka Shtarchov, it's not just Stamachov, right? It has to be a Shtarchov, right? That's what the Rashbam points out. Hainu Milva Bishtar Bechor Notel Pishnayim. The Kimu the Muksuk Bishtar Val Pia Shtar Govenus Milva Hareu Kila Shtar Shpiach. The Hainu Chasim Shivchum Mela. We view it as if the Shtar has gone up in value, memela, right? Because here's the shtar, now it comes due, so yesterday it wasn't worth as much, now it comes due, yesterday it was a piece of paper, now it comes due, it's worth a lot of money, that happened memela, no one did anything to it, so that's by shtarchov, but that's what Rebbe would say, you know, Tel Pishnayim, that's where our Brisa would say, you know, Tel Pishnayim. Now, according to the Rabbanon, who disagree with Rebbe, no, it's a shevach that happened after the Mises Avien, and you would not get Pishnayim, says the Rashbam. Tremendous chiddush. But so this is actually just a continuation of Rebbe's statement. But it's got to be milva b'shtar, milva al peh, even if there are edim where you can prove that that he owes the money. If there's no shtar in hand, the guy could always say paratia, right? He could always say he paid it back, and therefore you're not going to say that the bechor is notal pishnayim in a milva al peh. So yarsh shtar chov, if it's a shtar chov, the bechor gets pishnayim. Yotza alei in shtar chov, bechor nosim pishnayim. Let's say there's a shtar chov against the father's estate, so then the bechor is going to have to give pishnayim, right? The father owed money, so this again, unrelated to the previous halacha of a shtar chov that the father is owed, of a shtar chov that the father owes, everyone agrees, and this is not only Rebbe, everyone would agree, the Rabbanon also, the Bechor gets Pishnayim of the Yerusha, he gets Pishnayim of the Achrayus that the Yerusha carries with it, which is to pay back the loans that the father owed. Even if he was not Yorish any Shtarchov, nothing to do with being Yorish or Shtarchov, he's Yorish the Chiyuv anyway. V'mamar eini nosin v'eini notel, Rashai. But let's say the Bechor says, you know what, I won't take Pishnayim. Don't give me my pishnayim, and now I don't want to have to pay back double what everybody else is paying back in order to reimburse, in order to pay back this sharchov. So if a bechor says that, so then he's entitled to say that. Rasha, he's allowed to say that. So the Rashbam over here has a couple of issues. First of all, he says, if he's the eini nosin eini notel, although when you just read the Gemara straight, it sounds like we just had two cases, one where the Bechor receives Pishnayim of a Chov, and one where he's giving to pay back a Chov. So it sounds like eini nosin eini notel is, okay, I won't get the Chov, the Pishnayim of the Chov, and therefore I'm not going to pay back the Pishnayim of a Chov that my father owes. But says Rashbam, that's clearly not what it means. The two are unrelated. Eini nosin means I'm not gonna. Eini notel means I'm not gonna get pishnayim at all. Not just of a shtar chov. In any of his nechasim, I'm not gonna get pishnayim. That's when he's able to say that I'm not gonna pay pishnayim of the chovos that my father owes. But the second issue, he then quotes Yesh Mefarshim toward the end that Im Amar Eini Notel B'Shtar Chov Sheish La Avi Alachirim Pishnayim V'Gam Eini Nosim B'Shtar Chov. Meaning the way the Gemara sounds like it reads straight, he quotes some who say like that. But he says V'Shibush Gomerhu. That is an utter mistake. It's a misreading of the Gemara. Shari Ashtara Yotzei Alavi and Eino Dino Ligvos Mishtar Sheish La Avi Alachirim. It's not like the father's what money the father owes only gets paid back from money that was owed to the father. No, money the father owes gets paid back from the entire estate. So him saying, I'm not going to take the pishnayim of money that was owed to my father has no bearing on his chiv to pay back pishnayim of money that his father owed to other people. Because that money, that's a lien on the entire estate for money that the father owed. So he says that such a reading of the Gemara is an absolute mistake. It's a shibush gomer. Okay, fine. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara is saying that the guy has the right to say, I'm not going to take pishnayim of the estate at all, and because I don't take pishnayim of the estate, I'm not going to have to pay back pishnayim of the loan. L'may naf kamina, though. The guy is going to get his money back from the estate anyway. So what does he care if you take pishnayim or you don't take pishnayim and all the brothers split it evenly and he gets his money back? He's getting the money back anyway. He's getting paid back from the estate. So what's the nafkamina of saying that I'm not taking the pishnayim and therefore I'm not going to pay back twice as much as anyone else? So Rashbam over here says nafkamina should sarg zeh amalve litvoa es achiv shel zeh ledin, that the guy is now going to have a din Torah with each of the brothers in order to get back all the money. V'mein yachol l'chofam mafsid, and if he's unable to force them to come to a din Torah, he's going to lose out. Or let's say the brothers aren't in town, so the guy's going to be out of luck. Meaning if the Bechor is the only one in town, so the Bechor is going to say, look, I'm keeping my hands off this property, and now I'm not going to be chayiv to pay you back the pishnayim. You want to get that money, you're going to have to go to all the brothers, and the brothers aren't in town. Bezin can't take the money away without the brothers here, because maybe they have a taina, maybe they think they don't know it, maybe there's some sort of, right, so you can't do it, shalom b'fneihem, so that way you could be doche. It's not so pashut that the guy's automatically going to get paid back. Tosos has another nafkamina, right, Tosos dibra maskel ve'im, says Tosos, Omeri de nafkamina ima yisomen ketanim diyachol omar b'chor einotel bishnayim v'yishar akarkel fnei yisomen v'lo yitol mehen deinus kachlin luksa yisomen elom kein rubis ocheles ben. If the other yisomen are ketanim, the b'chor is bar mitzvah, the other ones aren't. So the b'chor could say, I'm not taking bishnayim, go, good luck getting it from my brothers. And the brothers are ketanim, you can't go to nechza yisomen to take, they don't know how to make a taina. You can't take it from them unless ribis ocheles ben. There's no ribis ocheles ben over here. So that's the nafkamina. Then Viter tells us a few lines further, for Rabbeinu Tam mefaresh, di'amamar kashiyotzol of shtarchov ala b'chor atzmo, v'lo ala achin, Eini notel ve'eini nosein rashai umafsid balchov ve'ein lo al yisom klum. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, we're not talking about a shtar chov coming out on the father's estate. There's a shtar chov on the bechor. So what does the bechor do? The bechor says, what's going to happen over here? If I go and I take my full pishnayim, I owe a lot of money to a lot of people. They're going to be able to take that land away from me right away as soon as I take my pishnayim. You know what would be better? If I don't take the pishnayim, this way at least it will be my brothers will have it instead of my creditors. And instead of people I owe money to who I'd rather not have it, let my brothers have it. And they have no taina on my brothers. These guys have no taina on my brothers. They don't owe them anything. So we're not talking about money that was owed by the father. We're talking about money owed by the Bukhar himself, says Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, so then you clearly understand the nafkamina. Other Rishonim give, there are several nafkaminas that are offered by other Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that sometimes the brothers just know how to make tainas better than him, and therefore there's that's enough kamina that the malva doesn't want to have to deal with the other brothers. He wants to deal with the bechor, so the bechor can beg off and say, okay, you're gonna have to deal with my attorney brother, who's gonna be much more difficult to deal with. The Tosfos Rid says the malva can be gova his chov no matter what, but let's say the field that he collects turns out to be gezula, turns out to be a stolen field. So then the Yisom themselves have to provide him another field from the Yerusha. But when the Bechor says, Eini notel ve'eini nosein, the Malva is going to collect the field that should have gone to the Chelek Bechora, that Pishnayim field that the Bechor should have gotten, but it's considered that Gevia was from the Beis Av himself and not from the Bechor. And therefore, let's say that field turns out to be stolen. Who does he go to now to get reimbursed? He cannot only go to the Bechor, because the Bechor never took that field. He didn't get this field from the Bechor. He got it from the estate. And therefore he goes to all the brothers. So it's a way of the Bechor limiting his responsibility by not taking that Pishnayim. Because obviously the collection is going to be from the Pishnayim field, because no one's taking it. The other brothers didn't take it, the Bechor's not taking it. So that's where the collection is going to be from. And then if it turns out to be stolen, that was not considered a collection dafka from the Bechor. It's considered to have been collected from all the brothers as a unit collectively. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. My time I had the Rabbanon. What's the reason for the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon who hold, right, we had these Rabbanon in this Braisa that says that a Bechor does not get Pishnayim in any improvements that are made to the estate after the father dies. So Amar Krav Pasuk says, L'seis lo Pishnayim, Matana Kari Rachmana, because the Torah calls the Pishnayim a Matana. Ma Matana Adamati Liyadei, Av Chelik Bechor Adamati Liyadei. So just like a Matana, it's not yours until it's in your hands. So to chelik bechora is adamati liyade until it's in the hands of the. Not until it's in the hands of the recipient. Until it's in the hands of the receiver. Matana means someone gives it. If the father was dead, so he's not giving that shevach. If the father was dead when this shevach was made, it's not a matana from the father. Pishnayim has to have a din of matana. So it can only happen if it's money that the father had. So it had to have been there when the father was alive. Rabbi Omer, and Rabbi would say, no, Amar Kra, Pishnayim, Makish Chelek Bechor El Chelek Pashut. When it says Pishnayim, what does Pishnayim mean? One normal Chelek and one Chelek Bechor. So we compare the Chelek Bechor to the Chelek Pashut. In what sense? Ma Chelek Pashut Avagav de Lomat Liyadei, Av Chelek Bechor Avagav de Lomat Liyadei. Just like the Chelek Pashut, does it make a difference whether the Shevach happened after the... If Shevach happens to after the father dies to his possessions, his stock goes up. So what, all the improvement in the stock doesn't go to the Yisom? Of course it does. The Chelek Pashut for sure goes to it, for sure gets divided amongst his Yisomim. Our only shaila is whether the Bechor gets Pishnayim in it. Well, we compare the Pishnayim, the Chelek Bechor, to the Chelek Pashut. So whatever is going to be true about the Chelek Bechor, about the Chelek Pashut rather, is also going to be true about the Chelek Bechor. So just like a Shevach after Mises Avien is calculated into the Chelek Pashut, it's also calculated into the Chelek Bechor. What are the Rabbanim going to do with that? What are the Rabbanim going to do with the fact that the Pasuk says Pishnayim, which makes it sound like Chelek Bechor and Chelek Pashut have the same din? So Hula Misfilei Achad Metzra. No, all that means to do is to say that the Bechor gets his second portion on the same border as the first portion, meaning you can't give a Bechor field A and field C with field B right in between going to another child. If the Bechor is going to get two fields because he's going to get Pishnayim, he has to get them right next to each other. But it has nothing to do with Shevach, that the property improved after the father died. It's just a matter of location of what you're going to give him. Right? The Rashbam points out that in general, Kol makom shenafla agor lechelik pashut, wherever the goral falls to the chelik pashut of that bechar, so the bechar automatically gets that and the field next to it. You don't. It's not like if there are three brothers that you divide the estate into four parts and you identify the four parts and put them into a box and pull out four, you know, and have, you know, let the bechar pick out two pieces of paper from the box, because if you do that, the bechar could end up with pieces of land in different spots. No, you let the bechar pick out one piece of paper. He picks out his one piece of paper. He discovers where his land is. Fine. Then he takes the land next to that as well, and then the rest of the brothers can divide it up with a goral. Can divide the rest with a goral. But that land that's next to the chelik that he takes as chelik pashut, that's automatically his. V'Rebbe Nami Yoksiv LaSeislo. What does Rebbe do with the pasuk LaSeislo, which implies that it has to have belonged to the nosein? Hahushi Mamareni Noto Lein Nosein Rashi. No, all that means to say is that if the bechor wants to say, I'm not going to take my pishnayim, and therefore I'm not going to give pishnayim of money that my father owes, so he's allowed to say such a thing. So that's what we learn from. That's what Rebbe learns from the Lashon of Nesina. Okay, the Rashbam deals with how the Rabbanan know that, and he says, well, there are two separate words in the pasuk. That one is from Nasan, right? What's the Lashon of the pasuk? Laseis lo. So from Laseis, the Rabbanan would learn the idea that it had to have belonged to the father, and from lo, the Rabbanan will learn this idea of eni no tol veni no sein, that he's allowed to say eni no tol veni no sein. Fine. Amra Papa, dikla va'alim, arava asik sirton, dekuli amal pligi dishakil. If it's a dekel tree and it just gets stronger, or land that naturally just gets stronger as time goes, but no changes were made to it, even automatic changes, it just got stronger. So everyone would agree that the bechor gets pishnayim. Even the Rabbanan would agree. Ki pligi b'chafur v'avishuv li'shlofafi v'avutamri, demar savishchuf demele mar savishtani. Now, when do they argue? They argue by a field that was chafura, that was left dug, and then it started growing things in it. New things started growing, started popping up in it. So that's what we say, that it's a shivcha demela, and that Rebbe will say, look, that's a shivcha demela, and therefore the bechor gets pishnayim. And the Rebbe will say, no, that's a shinui. And any shinui that happens after the father dies, so that the bechor does not get pishnayim. That's like building a house on the property where the bechor would not get pishnayim in it. Amar Rabba Bar Chana. Maloya Roem in the back of the Gemara says, not to be confused with Rabba Bar Chana. Different guy. Who knew? Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabba Chia. Asa k'divrei Rebbe Asa, k'divrei Chacham Asa. If someone wants to pass like Rebbe, if a Dayan wants to do like Rebbe, so fine. If he wants to do like the Chachamim, also fine. He could do whichever way he wants. Misafkalei I alacha k'Rebbe mechaverov v'lo mechaverov, or alacha k'Rebbe mechaverov v'afilu mechaverov. Because obviously he was mesupik. Whether we say when we say that we pass like Rebbe mechaverov, does that mean we pass like Rebbe against another individual Tana? But if he's against a group of Tanaim, like a Rabbanan, we would not paskin like him? Or maybe no. Maybe when we say halacha k'Rebbe mechavero, it even means, even when he's against a whole group of Tanaim. But let me ask you something. If it even means he's against a whole group of Tanaim, we're going to paskin like him, why don't you just say halacha k'Rebbe? Why would you say halacha k'Rebbe mechavero? Why would you just say halacha k'Rebbe, no matter who he's against? No, so says the Rashash, it would come to be mimait halacha k'Rebbe mechavero or chaverov, but not merabo. If he was against his Rebbe is even better than a Rabbin. That's the Ha'ara of the Rashash. Beautiful Ha'ara. Fine. Very fascinating. Tell us here. We don't have time for it, though. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav. Asu lasos k'divrei Rebbe. Rav Nachman Amar Rav says, no, you cannot do like Rebbe. You can't give the Bechor Pishnayim in the Shevach after the father dies. Kasavar Allah k'Rebbe mechaverov v'lo mechaverov. He obviously holds that Allah is like Rebbe mechaverov and not mechaverov. Right? We're going to pass like the Rabbanan. Rav Nachman didei Amar Mutter lasos k'divrei Rebbe. Rav Nachman himself says that it's mutter to do like Rebbe. Kasavar Allah k'Rebbe mechavero, va'afilu mechaverov. He says it's mutter to do like Rebbe, because the halacha is like Rebbe mechavero, and even against chaverov. Fractosos, mutter to do like Rebbe? Then it should be chayiv to do like Rebbe. Right? If you say the halacha is like Rebbe mechavero, va'afilu mechaverov, what's the lashon of mutter? A good kasha. Amarava, asu lasos k'divrei Rebbe, it's asu to do like Rebbe. V'masa asui. But if you did like Rebbe, so it's binding. We don't call it a Tova B'Dvar Mishnah where the whole thing's going to be Chozer. Kasavar Matin Itmar. He holds that there's a L'Chadchila Din, that it was said in the base of Medrash that we're Matin the Din after the Chachamim, that L'Chadchila we pass like the Chachamim. But nevertheless, Yavid K'Rebbe Yavid, we're not going to renege on the Psak Halacha based on paskening like Rebbe. We're not that strongly certain that it's like the Rabbanan. Tani Rav Nachman b'Shar Sifrei Debei Rav. Rav Nachman taught in the Shar Sifrei Debei Rav. What is the Shar Sifrei Debei Rav? Says the Rashbam, that's Sifra Debei Rav is Toras Kohanim. It's the Medrash on Vayikra. He says Shar Sifrei Debei Rav is the Medrash on Sefer Bamidbar and the Mechilta. He says that's Shar Sifrei Debei Rav. Sifra Debei Rav is Toras Kohanim. Shar Sifrei Debei Rav is the Mechilta. So he says Shar. So it was taught in Shar Sifrei Debei Rav. B'kol Asher Yimatilo Prat L'Shevach Sheshvichu Yorshin Lachar Misa Avien, that excludes any shevach that the Yorshim improved in the field after their father died. Aval shevach sheshivchu nechassim lachar misavien shakil. But shevach that the nechassim themselves automatically on their own improved after the father died, then you do get pishnayim of that. Umani, who's the author of that? Rebbe, that's obviously the sheet of Rebbe. That obviously goes exactly like Rebbe. Tari Rebbe Bar Chama, b'shar sifri d'berav, b'kol asher yimatzi lo prat l'shevach shivchu nechassim lachar misavien. V'kol asher shevach sheshvichu yorshin lachar misavien d'lo shakil. Then we have another din in Shar Sifrei Debei Rav where it says that the Bechor does not get Pishnayim in even Shevach that happens Mimela, and Kal V'chomer in Shevach that was produced by the Yisum themselves. Umani, who's that going like? Rabbanani, that's obviously going like the Rabbanan. Am Rabbi Domer Shmuel, in Bechor notal Pishnayim b'milve, l'man. A Bukhar does not get Pishnayim of alone. So who's this going like? Elim the Rabbanan, if you're saying according to the Rabbanan, Hasha Shivcha di Isei Bereshu Sei Ami Rabbanan Lo Shakil, Milva Mibai? Of course, if even Shevach that happens in his possession, the Rabbanan are going to say he does not get Pishnayim, so for sure Milva is not going to get Pishnayim. Elo the Rebbe, now the Chiddush is within Rebbe. V'alahad Tanya Yarshu Shtarchov Bukhar Notal Pishnayim, Bein B'milva, Bein B'ribis, Mani Lo Rebbe V'lo Rabbanan. But then if Rebbe holds that the Bukhar does not get Pishnayim B'milva, who's the author of the Brisa that says that the Bechor does get Pishnayim b'milva? So you have to say Liolam l'Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan are the one who hold that the Bechor does not get Pishnayim b'milva. What's the Chiddush? V'itzrich. I might have thought that alone, since you're holding on to the shtar, it's as if it's already collected, that we don't view it as if it's already collected. But Rebbe Enochinami would hold that you do get Pishnayim in the Milva, just like you get Pishnayim in Shevach, Sheshivchu Nechasim La'achar Misa Savien. Okay, we'll stop there. I'll pick up from Shalchum Itam tomorrow.